Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The United Nations has gone well beyond its original mission and now wants to control every aspect of every citizen's life throughout the world. This next part is from the preamble of one of their latest initiatives. Quote, "This agenda is part of action for people, planet, and prosperity. It also seeks to strengthen universal peace and larger freedom. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. All countries and stakeholders acting in collaborative partnership will implement this plan." That's all from the Agenda 2030 preamble. My guest today is Dr. John Diamond. He's a nationally recognized teacher, motivational and inspirational speaker, author, theologian, and Christian apologist. He's the founder and director of Peacemakers Outreach, and is now the regional coordinator of the John Birch Society for Western PA. Thanks, Dr. Diamond, for being with us.
Hey, Diane. Look forward to talking with you here. Look forward to having you on my show here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, in a couple weeks, absolutely, when you get back from the conference. Let's just start out with, what is the John Birch Society? The media covers it in a negative way, but what is the truth about the John Birch Society?
Well, yeah, of course. And here's the key. Anything the media says, you just flip it on its head, and that's the truth. That's the biggest lie to find anything out about anything.
That's true.
Especially if they're calling something a conspiracy theorist or, you know, racist or, you know, any other number of things. So John Birch, just a quick brief. John Birch was a missionary over in China during World War II. He got enlisted in as an intelligence officer. And then they murdered him. The communists murdered him. And then Robert Welch found out about his testimony later on and started an organization with him as the namesake. So we've been going since about 1958, I believe, was the founding of the John Birch Society. It was the only organization that's been screaming that atheistic communism is slowly infiltrating and taking over our country. And, you know, they're called conspiracy theorists and there's no one world government and there's no this, you know. So I think our motto now should be, do you believe us now?
We've
got about 60 years of publications and books and magazines and videos that, you know, have been telling people what was coming. And now it's right on our doorstep.
Yeah, absolutely. So the late 50s is when it was first organized. And oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, anyone with any eyes to see and ears to hear should see that you guys are right all these years. I mean, there's no question about it. What we see.
Yeah. Happening. Yeah. And when people become a member of the John Birch Society, we put out a magazine called The New American every week. Well, there was a predecessor to that. It was a smaller one. It was kind of like a Reader's Digest in the past, but I've got boxes full of these things from like 1959, 1961.
Oh, wow.
And it is almost prophetic to look what they were warning was coming, and it's here.
And nobody listened. And as you said, it's now here, which is scary because there's still too many people who don't believe it, even though it's right there at the nation's doorstep, as we see the southern border totally eradicated and flooded with illegal aliens who, I believe, some of them have ill will towards the nation of the United States.
So, well, I agree.
Yeah. So let's look at, you guys have been in the fight. The John Birch Society has been in the fight since the late 50s. Now we have the United Nations, who really is trying to control every aspect of Americans' lives. You know, that little bit I read deals with Agenda 2030. As I read through their website and all the various stuff, they repeat so many different aspects as they're trying to explain what this Agenda 2030 is. But what is Agenda 2030 in a nutshell, besides being bad?
Coming right from Klaus Schwab's mouth, he says it's the master plan for all humanity.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is what it is. They want a one world government. They want a handful of people ruling the entire world. And that's exactly what they're very close to achieving. I mean, even our own government is submitting to a lot of these sustainable development goals and implementing them at the local level. I mean, you can actually go to the John Birch Society website looking at under action items, it says Stop 2030 Agenda. It'll show you what cities and communities have already signed on to the agenda. So that's what we got to do, is we got to push back from the ground roots up. So we give you a bunch of action tools. I mean, we give you a bunch of stuff to do. So if you want to get in the fight, you don't have to, you know, you first educate yourself on what the problem is and then how to fix it. And that's, I got a meeting a little bit later today. We're going to be doing that up near the Erie Crawford County areas to start fighting this stuff from the ground root county level up.
Good. Do you think that some of these towns and cities and municipalities that sign on to some of this stuff, do they fully understand what they're doing? Do they fully understand the impact, the negative impact that it will have?
Yeah, I'm sure the answer to that is both yes and no. I'm sure some people have been planted in there to kind of infiltrate and try to push things in that direction. Other people just do things because it sounds good. And every time they, you know, anything they do, they make it sound good. Of course, they're going to make it sound bad because nobody would support it. But then there's also the money part of it, too. So, hey, you know, if you implement this, we'll give you hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. And then these people are just need the money. So for their government or whatever it is, or even if it's an individual bribe, but that's how they control people. That's how they control everything, is with money. So if you don't do what we say to do, then we'll just, you know, remove our funding from you.
Wow. Money, the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Yes. And we see that more and more as we see this takeover of our lives. And there's not enough pushback there. There's not enough people who understands the whole aspect. You mentioned the website. What is the web address? Is it
JBS.org.
Okay, that's what I was saying, JBS.org. Good. And I do encourage our listeners to check that out because we need to push back. I mean, we're just talking about the United Nations. But it's going to take individuals who are educated and know what's going on to be able to push back locally, because I think, I mean, that's where they're going to have the impact, is local pushback, as they educate folks locally as to what their true agenda is with all this nice sounding stuff. I mean, you know, they want to end poverty. They want to have world peace. They want to have this all done by 2030. How good of a track record do they have?
Well, they've got a great head start. They got the ball rolling and a whole lot of momentum before a lot of people woke up. Now, COVID woke a lot of people up.
Oh, yeah.
Because people that didn't get involved or didn't pay attention to anything outside their little sphere now started paying attention to things they would have never paid attention to before. And that's where people like you and me are at a disadvantage, because, you know, just, I mean, good family people, Christian people, we just want to come home, spend time with our family, go to church. Right. You know, we don't want to get involved in a whole lot of evil stuff out there, but I mean, the evil people do. So if we're not the salt and the light, if we're not proactively, you know, keeping things in order, then the enemy is going to, and then he's going to win if we don't, you know, stand up and do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this country, we have the freedom at this point, although it's been major pushback by the DOJ against parents who attend school board meetings and express their concerns, but we still mostly have freedoms in this country to be involved, unlike in other countries like China and Russia, where, you know, citizens don't have the opportunity or the right to be involved in their government. But we do have that right in this country still. It's becoming more difficult, but we need to take advantage of that. We have been asleep at the wheel, basically, as you're saying, as we've just tried to live our lives. And, you know, we're about ready to fall off the cliff. About ready to drive off the cliff, and we need to get our hands on the wheel and our foot on the brake to stop that.
Yeah, yeah, you're exactly right. And I wrote a book in 2006 called Fighting the Next American Revolution, where I was warning everybody where we were headed. Now, the only source I could even find was the John Birch Society. So there was nobody out there screaming what I had discovered in my own independent research when I didn't even know JBS existed. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what I said. I think the final chapters of my book talks about we're not only close to the end of the cliff, we're dangling our feet over the edge of it.
Yeah.
And what my book does, which I didn't even realize at the time, because I'm looking at it from the ground up, basically, you know, I show how America was basically created as 13 almost independent sovereign states, sovereign nations, and the federal government had very little authority over the states. What I do in the book is I walk the reader right through 100, 225 years of history and show how the federal government has slowly moved those goalposts until they've taken over everything.
Yeah.
So again, we basically have to push back from the bottom the bottom up and say, if you don't have the constitutional authority to do it, we have a duty to, you know, to go against it. You're encroaching on our rights. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Declaration says, right? Governments are created to protect our rights. And when they fail, we replace those right. and we take them out right. and replace them with others.
Exactly. What was the name of the book again?
It's called Fight. Excuse me. My website, my show is America Unhinged. Okay. You can go to AmericaUnhingedRadio.com and go to my store, and my books are there, Fighting the Next American Revolution. And then there's a free book called An Appeal to Heaven, which is right on the main webpage. That's the one I wrote in 2012.
Yeah, I think I have that one. I think I have the physical copy of that one. Okay, so it's AmericaUnhingedRadio.com?
That is correct.
Okay, great. And it's Fighting the Next American Revolution?
That is correct. And then the other one's Appeal to Heaven.
Great. So, you know, back in, and I didn't know this, but back in actually September 2015, the UN resolved and adopted Agenda 2030. Because we heard a lot about Agenda 2020, which I'm assuming was a component of Agenda 2030. I mean, some folks are still stuck on Agenda 2020. In fact, I had someone who attended a local tea party here a couple weeks ago, you know, they were talking a little bit about Dan, I think, who's a John Birch Society guy here, was talking about Agenda 2030. And this other guy's response was, well, what happened to Agenda 2020? And I said, that's in the past. Now it's Agenda 2030. So was Agenda 2020 part of Agenda 2030? Or was that, I mean, it's all the same stuff, sustainable development, which are buzzwords. You hear those two words, it's the UN coming after us. But is 2020 part of 2030?
Yeah, I think it was Agenda 2021, I believe it was called. But anyway, it was just a milestone. It's like, okay, by this date, we want to get to here.
Okay.
And they got there. That's what COVID was all about. Mm-hmm. I mean, COVID wasn't some just, you know, little virus that popped up somewhere. Yeah. I mean, this was all to push everything that the UN's been trying to push. That's mm-hmm. why the entire world was buying the same narrative and, you know, following lockstep and everything. Well, we're just following the WHO, their advice. Well, your advice isn't a law.
That's true. Unfortunately, too many people accepted it. So it was softening us or trying to, quote-unquote, train us to bow the knee to whatever the government said.
That is correct. And I think partly in America, it had the opposite response because there was enough pushback mm-hmm. that now there's a lot of people saying, you know what? You come down with this nonsense again, and we're going to just defy it.
Yeah.
So they tried to, you know, it was in the news. They were talking about, oh, here comes the flu season. You know, government's talking about putting masks back on people. And I think they got the wind that nobody was going to comply with that. So they backed off.
Yeah. Well, now the news is that they're going to be putting the COVID vaccine, quote unquote vaccine, in the flu shot. That's going to be something happening in the future. I mean, they have these so-called vaccines, COVID vaccines, that they are trying to get rid of, so they're going to stick it in with the flu shot, which I don't recommend getting any of them at all.
No, I haven't had a flu shot since I was 18. They made me get one in the Air Force when I went in, and I got deathly sick, and I refused to take one ever since. So mm-hmm. here I am 40 years later, and I've never had a flu shot since then, and don't plan on getting one.
Yeah, whatever happened to natural immunity, it's just crazy. It's totally crazy.
Right.
You know, but when you look at Agenda 2030, they have 17 sustainable development goals, and I will just read down through these real quick. Their 17 goals are no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, gender equality, clean water and sanitation, affordable and clean energy, decent work and economic growth, industry, innovation and infrastructure, reduced inequalities, sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption and production, climate action, life below water, life on land, peace, justice, and strong institutions, partnerships for the goals. Like, these people are crazy. But that just shows how much they want to control every aspect of our lives. It's scary. I think I read on their website that they have those 17 goals, but they have 169 targets.
Correct. Yeah. But those are like the topics, and then you break them down to smaller mm-hmm. ones. There's 169.
Yeah. But just reading down through their goals, I mean, there's no way they're going to accomplish this, no matter how much control they have. They're not going to totally eradicate hunger. They're not going to totally eradicate poverty, zero hunger. I mean, it's not going to happen, especially with some of this, especially with some of this, the climate, quote unquote, climate change agendas that they have and controlling fertilizer and everything else. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, they certainly are. And again, my doctorate's in Christian education. So education is the one that really jumps out to me there, because it kind of is the top of the pyramid, so to speak, for every one of those other things, because they've got to get a hold of the education system to convince you that there's climate change. They've got to do that to get inclusion and all this other stuff. So, I mean, our school systems today are being run by the United Nations, UNESCO. Mm-hmm. UNESCO tells our Department of Education what to teach, you know, and it wasn't even created till Jimmy Carter in 76. So UNESCO tells our Department of Education, they tell the state boards of education, they tell the local school boards, and then if anybody in that chain of command doesn't comply, they just remove their funding. So one of the action objects, if you go to jbs.org, and the action item is saving our children, and that's what Alex Newman speaks on quite a bit, is getting your children out of the public schools. It is not hard to do it. I've done it, he's done it. You know, my boss has 10 kids and they homeschool them all.
Oh, good.
I mean, so this it is not hard to get your kids out of the public schools.
Yeah, it's not. We have 5 kids, and I took our 2 younger ones out when I saw just how bad things were getting. Plus, I was getting more involved in the public arena. I didn't want them to get pushback. It's easy. There's so many resources out there now, even compared to when I was homeschooling in the early 2000s. There's so many more resources now than what there were then, because more and more people, especially after COVID, and parents found out what was going on, and they're pulling their kids out. More parents are sending their kids either to Christian school, which I warn parents, make sure it's a Christian school, and it doesn't just have that name. Either do that or homeschool them, because it's not that difficult. And you don't have to do it for 8 hours as the public education system does it. It does not take 8 hours to homeschool your kids, 8 hours a day. Does not.
Our church started a Christian school. My wife works there. It's K-6. And then when they get my 2 older boys right now are sitting in a homeschool co-op in the basement of a church with about 30 other kids. And they only have to be there for, 4.5 hours a day, 4 days a week, 3 days a week. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, so much time is spent, wasted time is spent in the public education system. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of my questions was, what role does the public education system play in indoctrinating kids? And it plays a very big role.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be up next to government. It's got to be the number one role. I mean, there's no other institution other than public education. And Alex Newman, if you follow, please follow Alex Newman. They started Public School Exit. You can go to publicschoolexit.com and they'll help you get your kids out. But he talks about it. And I used to call them the public schools. I don't do that anymore. I call them the government schools. I said the public schools are broken. He said, no, that's wrong. They're government schools, and when you realize they're government schools, they're not broken. They're a well-oiled, well-financed machine. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They want to take your Christian straight children and turn them into gay homosexual communists.
He's right on the money. Yeah, that's why parents need to pull their kids out. It just needs to happen.
Yes,
that's going to really be the only thing I think that saves this country is for parents, Christian parents, to pull their kids out of public school and really educate them on our founding documents and where we came from as a nation and what our founding fathers believed and what nation they envisioned us to be.
Yeah, and that's what both my books do. Both of my books go back to the founding of this country and explain very clearly from a Christian perspective what that is.
And that's why they're trying so hard to malign the founding fathers, the public education system, and all those folks trying to malign the founding fathers and just pushing, which they pretty much successfully pushed Judeo-Christian values out of the public school, pushed God out of the public school, and we see what we have. We have mass killings by students in the public education system. So do you think there is hope for turning this, stopping this Agenda 2030, stopping the UN in its effort to take over our lives? Is there hope?
Yeah. I mean, if the people will wake up and push back, there's absolutely hope. The question is they going to do that? Unfortunately, mankind seems they're a lot more predispositioned to not do anything until it's too late, and then they're like, oh, what do we do now? It's like, it's like me warning you not to fall out of a plane, and then you fall out of a plane and go, oh, you were right. What do I do now? Well, now you die.
Wow.
You know, it's just like Israel. I mean, you know, God sent Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah there for 30, 40 years, warning them. And then when the destruction came, they're like, oh, we're sorry. What'd we do?
What'd we do?
Too late.
Yep, too late now. So we just need to be educated and know what the issue is, know how to fight against it, know what it is, know what this stuff is that we see happening even in the local levels. And you say that your JBS.org has a list of the communities, the cities and towns and municipalities that have signed on to Agenda 2030?
Yeah, there is so much information on. I just got hired on by them. Like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. But I just got hired 4 months ago by them. There is so many resources that they have, not only just on the website, but, you know, you go to Stop Agenda 2030 and it's got action items. It's got a PDF book. It's got forms that you can, I mean, everything, anything that you want to get involved is already there.
Okay.
So that's why we're just trying to raise up JBS chapters, especially up in Western PA,
right,
to get as many people involved as we can. And we're having some pretty good success in the 4 months I've taken it over.
Good. Yeah, I think people's eyes are being awakened. They just have to have the guts to step out and step
Correct.
Out to the challenge. Okay, is that can folks contact you, or should they just go to jbs.org?
You can go to my American Unhinged Radio website and email there, or go to the JBS site. When you type in your zip code and everything, it'll tell you who your field coordinator is, and my picture's right there, so anything will come to me. But I'll be down in Pittsburgh later tonight, have a couple meetings down there, and then head back to Erie tomorrow night.
Okay. Oh, wow. Quick trip. Appreciate it, Dr. Diamond. You've been an outspoken defender of America and of our rights, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you are now the coordinator here in Western PA of the John Birch Society. Hope to make one of the meetings here in Franklin soon, hopefully. My schedule tends to be crazy. But anyway, I encourage our listeners to go to AmericaUnhingedRadio.com and you can contact Dr. Diamond there, or JBS.org, and key in your zip code and can contact him through that also. But thanks so much for being with us, and you have safe travels in as you go around Western Pennsylvania from one end to the other.
I appreciate you, and I had you at my event in 2019 in Edinburgh, six months before COVID. So we've been in the fight together for a while.
We have. Yep, absolutely. We will continue fighting. We will. Okay. Hey, you take care.
Thanks, sis.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFA of PA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afaofpa.org.